Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh, you could be
Steve Harvey.
Oh,
listen.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. I thank God for it every day. I try to remember that, too. You know, I try to remember to be grateful. I think gratitude is one of the things that helps keep me grounded. You can go as far as you want in life if you don't mind who gets the credit. Well, that applies to God, too, don't it? I mean, you know, really, if you don't mind who gets the credit, I'm surrounded by very competent people. I'm surrounded by a lot of people who work hard on their jobs, on their career, who are dedicated employees and also just dedicated to their families and, you know, dedicated to their own set of aspirations. I don't expect anybody to work for me forever. I always look at my job opportunities as stepping stones because I want everyone around me really to aspire to be more. I mean, that's really the way I am. I'm not any other way. I'm not trying to hold you to this position, you know, tell you there's no room for growth, any of that. But even though I'm surrounded by these people, I'm grateful that God placed them in my path, in my life. But in my mind, in my spirit, in everything in me, the credit still belongs to God. I'm sorry. The credit still belongs to God. See, if you would just for a moment stop thinking about yourself, just for a moment, I know that's hard, but just for a moment, stop thinking about yourself and realize that maybe you are who you are because God is who he is. Maybe that's the case. Have you ever considered that? That's the strongest possibility I can give to you. You know, how do you think you the one that made it through? How you think you the one after all of the ignorant decisions we have made? And oh my goodness, let's all be honest. Ain't we made some crazy decisions? I'm talking about, man, I have made decisions so adverse to my destiny and career, my promises. I've made some decisions, man, knowingly. You hear me? Knowingly do something wrong. And in spite of all that, I'm still here standing. Okay, come on now. Really? Really? All the dirt you done. Everybody done dirt. All the mistakes you've made. You in the position you in today because of what? Because you all that? Because you work harder than anybody else? Look, I work hard. I'll tell you in a minute I work hard, but I don't think I'm the hardest working person out there. I'm pretty sure somebody done worked way harder than I have. So, okay, so you work hard. Okay, cool. I got all that. But man, what about his grace and his mercy? What about his favor? How many times, man, you done relied on that even when you ain't know you was relying on it? How many times, man, God done shown you mercy? You ain't even deserve it. Do you know how many things I've done wrong? I just ain't get caught at it. You know, let me see how simple I can be here. You speed. You jaywalk. You lie to police when you get pulled over that you wasn't speeding. You go to court and argue you wasn't speeding when you was. You make U-turns. I'm just doing traffic violations. Now, let's get off traffic for a second. Let's get on human violations. You talk about people when you're not supposed to. You indulge yourself in gossip even when you don't really have all the facts. You pass judgment. You lust for people that don't belong to you. You say things to people that you're not supposed to say. So, look, all of us, we all guilty now. See, I'm not saying you do all of that, but I'm saying I'm pretty sure I hit you somewhere in there. Just somewhere in there. You done lied before. You know, you lied recently. I mean, come on. I'm just saying. So with all that in mind, see, I'm just looking at the little things that we do that we don't get busted for. Not to mention the chips you stole when you was a kid and nobody caught you. Well, that elevated, didn't it? And some of y'all just didn't stop stealing. And next thing you know, you was in a car. Now you're sitting somewhere you don't want to be sitting because of a decision you made. But through his grace and mercy, couldn't it have been worse, though? Without his grace and mercy, could not it have been worse? I know two dudes that got caught in the garage one time trying to break in somebody's house, and the person in the house they broke into just happened to have a gun and held them in the garage, caught them, and held them to the garage till the police came. That's grace and mercy right there, because they had all full right to shoot these two people, but they didn't. They're grace and mercy. See, all of us have benefited from his grace and mercy. All of us have done a wrong, committed a sin, broken a law, and somehow through his grace and mercy got by. Doing drugs, buying drugs, slanging drugs, doing something, got by. Jumped on somebody for no reason, got by. You know, so see, how you figure with all that can go on in your life? And then, hold on, let me throw a couple more at you. You can't wake yourself up in the morning, Mr. Big Shot. You don't have the ability to control the breaths that you take. Really, Mr. Big Shot. Really. Let's get real basic with it now. You can't wake yourself up in the morning. That's favor. That's grace. That's mercy. That's him allowing you to wake up. Just hoping we get it right. You know, God spared me through all the dirt I was doing, just hoping one day, man, can you just straighten up a little bit? When I finally straightened up, and I'm going to just say it, straightened up a little bit. See, I ain't straightened up all the way. See, I ain't going to sit here and tell you that. I just straightened up a little bit, and he started blessing me. So the more blessings I got, I started going, man, maybe I'll try straightening up a little bit more. So I straightened up a little bit more. Now, I still got a long way to go, but I'm straighter than I was. Now, when people judging me, and as they will and they do, because that ain't right, but they do, and I ain't walking just the way they walk, then here come the criticism. I get it all the time. Stop wanting credit all the time and give out some credit where credit is due. Instead of having somebody patting you on your back all the time, why don't you tell people it was God, man, that you don't really know how you made it, that really, man, you have no explanation for your success, or you have no explanation why you still existing today. Why don't you tell somebody it was God today? Don't be ashamed. It's the truth, ain't it? I mean, really, man, let's give God some credit here. Give God the credit and the glory and the honor. And like that plaque said, you can go as far as you want in life if you don't mind who gets the credit. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new day. Man, how good is God? You know what? If you heard me yesterday or you didn't hear me yesterday and you hear me today, do you understand the blessing that is? And I'm not claiming that I'm the blessing that you can hear me. The blessing is that you can hear me because you are here. That's the deal, man. Wow, you got to be grateful about that, man. Be prayerful today, y'all, but be grateful in your prayer. So before you start asking God for anything, thank him for all the things he's done. I have to remind myself of that from time to time. It's such a necessary and important principle to always remember, which is gratitude. Because if you start your day with gratitude, it will immediately affect your attitude, which is in direct correlation with your altitude. It's the tubes, baby. Let's get them together. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South.
Why?
That's all that we hear. Well, she talks. People don't get to hear Monica. It is a continuous flow of unwanted conversation. Now, she's very smart, and it's filled with a lot of information that we need to make this show work. But in between that are Southern facts that are unimportant. Example, best temperature for catfish. Don't nobody really need to know that. But she has that information. Where Jackson State is playing this weekend. Everybody don't want to know that.
And
but
they
she
are playing
it somehow
weekend.
Finds a way to show up and get free tickets from Deion Sanders. It is just an amazing thing right here. She's a fighter for justice and civil rights in Mississippi. Oh, Lord. Ain't no telling how long this fight gonna go on.
Clear your throat.
And she's checking with her mother every day to see if her mama wants to come to Atlanta. And she gets cussed out every morning for asking. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ladies, how y'all doing today?
I'm great. I'm great. It's Friday. Wonderful yeah. Friday. Wonderful Friday. That's what I can say. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm a little busy this weekend, but that's my life.
I'm sorry. What you got going on this weekend?
I just got to take care of some business. Thank you.
Oh. Some baller business. Some millionaire.
I sure hope it is. But you know what I found, though? It's just like in Hollywood going to a pitch meeting. The majority of my pitch meetings that I've went to did not result in a show getting on TV. Mm-hmm. And the majority of meetings that I attend almost never immediately result in return in terms of income. But it is called seed planting, y'all. Mm-hmm. I just keep planting seeds. I just keep planting seeds in the ground.
Yeah, because I'm glad you said that, because I was about to say, well, why you keep looking at me?
Because you got to plant seeds, because you're going to look up one day and something you planted 10 years ago going to start sprouting up out the ground.
That's
about
right.
Your knowledge.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All right.
There you go.
Spread it around. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time now to run that prank back. What you got?
The ring. Run it, cat.
Your favorite part.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And
yes.
You wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. Do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring. And,
okay.
And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's like gold plated.
Wait. You lost me. You lost me. As much money as my man make and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding or has put down, and you're going to sit
ma'am,
up here
I understand and everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
First of all, I can't. Wait,
no, sir.
Wait.
Hold on.
Can you slow down for a second?
Because I need you to hold on because we're going to get you on the phone, okay?
Wait. What are you trying to do?
Sir, I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay,
ma'am,
that's all I need you to do.
In the middle of personal stuff, ma'am.
You're in it. It's personal now. So I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Victor, hey, I need you to listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He going to tell you what the problem is. Go on, head on, sir. Go on, head on.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds, and actually your wife, your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her, and actually the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50.
Mm-hmm. $50? $50?
$50. That's what the man said, Victor. $50.
Hold on, Denise. Well, sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake, sir.
Yeah, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on.
$50.
That's got to be some kind of mistake. So what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years. And,
there's no way that ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it, mm-hmm. So obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, there's not a mistake. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one, as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 for its worth.
No, absolutely mm-hmm. not. That's mm-hmm. that's impossible.
I mean, how is that impossible? He's a jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years. So how is that impossible? I don't understand that.
Like,
all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, and you're going to pay
$50
for a ring?
You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No. I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake. You didn't got it.
Oh, you sure got that right. You sure got that right. So what you got to say for yourself? $50?
You cannot believe that that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
It is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth
$50. Mm-hmm. Sir, I have the ring that your wife, that your fiancé brought
fiance.
In.
Fiancé? I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man is trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay, excuse me.
Thank you. So you have, I don't think you have the right ring.
I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, dude. You don't.
Infomercial.
You gonna tell me like, I ain't buying no damn ring on an infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. Hmm. I have the certificate. So obviously the mistake is on your end. Where
sir,
you going?
The mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
Mister, he's been doing it all these years. How the hell he gonna make a mistake?
Where the f*** you come off telling me I bought a piece of junk? I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end. Where?
Sir, it's not on my end. Here,
hold on.
You one thing, Victor. My dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring. You wait till I tell him this.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate
you. Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because
you
bought a piece of junk for $50.
Victor, all the money that you doggone make, and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you. Mm. Where are you calling
from? Get to talking.
Diamonds, I ain't never heard of that. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what, I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's
what
I paid for the ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
come on
and
now.
You want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring, and you, I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real. Know that.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody that's going to be.
I'm coming. I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring, it ain't right. Me and you going to go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what, if it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you going to have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make
man.
It up
you know,
to you, baby.
You don't
I am
play with
sorry.
A black woman's ring?
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Show. Wow.
All right, coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jimmy Kimmel gets dragged on social media for his performance, or lack thereof, at the Emmys. The Palace staff is already complaining about their new king. And R. Kelly has been found guilty. Yep, he's a little demanding, they're saying. R. Kelly has been found guilty again, this time in Chicago. We'll get to all of those stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. All right, so Vivian in Peoria says, CLO, that my 27-year-old son stopped by my house and he didn't call first. I was in lingerie and I had company at the table for breakfast. My son was uncomfortable and asked me to go put on a robe. I asked him to come back later and he left. He called to say he's hurt because I chose a man over him. Was I wrong?
No, you did exactly what you chose, a man over him. He ain't paying no bills at the house. He ain't in here frying no bacon. He's not kind, strong. He don't pick you up and carry you around the room. You know.
Really?
That's
the priority?
I'm just, you grown. You done put all your time in raising him. Now he still wants some more damn baby.
Yeah.
He's
27.
I told him to go put a robe on. He'll tell you what to do. You told him to leave. Just leave. Come back some other time. You chose a man over me. Yes. And that choice is going, it's going to be a lot of women going to pick other men over you. Get over it, boy. Man, mama, I'm coming by. You can I, is it okay? No, I'm good sitting time. Up in some panties with a man. If you want to come on, you can come.
She said lingerie.
That's what she told him.
Just
that's
to be clear.
I'm just saying, if you'd have called, you might have got the information without getting the shocker stick of looking at it.
Right.
Right.
Sitting in here with these panties on. You can come on if you want to, but he likes it like this, so we're going to have breakfast and coffee. And he's sitting up here in some boxes. So come on.
All right. I think we should move on.
I love it.
This one's from Nita in Richmond. Nita says, Saturday morning I was cleaning up and saw a receipt from a flower shop. My husband said he sent his friend a bouquet after her grandmother died. He's never given me flowers, so I was shocked and jealous. Is it wrong to be jealous this time?
Well, your grandmama ain't died.
No. CLO, you on the roll.
Now, when your grandmama died, you gonna get some flowers too. So now, that's what he did. He gonna buy you flowers. You ain't asked for no flowers. Mm-hmm. He just sent a friend some flowers because her grandmama died. Being thoughtful. That's all that is.
Right.
So should she ask for flowers instead of expecting her husband to give them to her or send them?
Drop in.
If you want, flowers, I would say, I would like some flowers every now and then. Since you're passing out flowers. But then be sweet about it. But you mad because he done bought somebody some flowers.
She's shocked and jealous.
Yeah, that's what it is. So if you want some flowers, just say it would have been nice if I get some flowers in there waiting. See, if he don't get you none after that, then he waiting on your grandmama to die.
That's terrible. Moving on to Porter in Detroit. Porter writes, I'm a 28-year-old engaged man, and I've never cheated on my fiance. But the other night, I was out for a drink, and I flirted with a younger woman. Before I left, she gave me an oral treat in the bathroom. It's not cheating if I didn't touch her, right? What?
Boy. Boy.
He's 28.
I wish that was true.
What? Oh, that it's not cheating.
What?
Yeah.
So you thinking you can do that and go to heaven? Come on, boy. All right.
Porter.
Yeah, man. That's still cheating, dog.
Yeah,
that's what it is. But now, let me help you understand something, son. The thing you have to understand, you are going to be faced with temptation till the day you die.
Yes, sir.
You will not escape temptation in this world, sir. It is on all of us. Women are tempted. Men are tempted. It don't have to just be sex, but you're going to be tempted with something till the day you die. That's the deal. Now, you think because you a fiance and you think because you finna get married that you still ain't going to see somebody fine?
Right.
And you think after you get married, because you married, you ain't going to think she fine? Mm-hmm. Son, buckle up. Hold on tight. It's way more of that coming. Hang in there, man. Try to remember who you are, what the end goal is, and do everything in your power to act like there's an end goal. It's when we don't keep in mind the end goal that we react to now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good luck, son.
Resist the temptation, huh, Steve? You got to
try as hard as you can.
You got to resist it.
But what an offer this was, though. Wow.
And boy. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the way mad at him. No,
I don't know where he went to get this drink at.
I know.
You probably don't need to go down there to get no more drinks.
And he's 28. He said the woman was younger. Okay. Moving on. Last one, Steve. Destiny in Fort Lauderdale says, I picked my daughter up from daycare and there was a new teacher there. I introduced myself to her and she said she knows me because she's dating my daughter's dad now. It was like a slap in the face because I figured he was having sex with other people. I'm in love with him. How do I move on?
Well,
obviously, I know you, girl.
You're not with him anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's moved on and he's dating the lady that's taking care of the kid. Now, you want to know how to move on. Well, let me help you move on. See. Now, the fact that you still love him ain't got nothing to do with the fact that he has moved on. Y'all obviously not together, because if y'all was together and you went up there, this would have been a whole nother thing.
Yeah,
but she informed you. I know who you are.
Yes, because I'm dating.
Because I'm dating Dora's daddy.
Dora.
Because you know they named Flora. They named
the mama named after. Destiny. So did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like
you
Dora,
went up
though.
Destiny and that she dating Dora daddy.
Yeah.
Now you upset because you still love him. How do I move on? Well, you can stay there if you want to, but he's not there. He's gone. I don't know how much more help you need.
And take Dora with you. You need to find a new daycare.
You've abandoned me.
Doing that every day.
Love don't live here anymore.
Wow. All right, CLO, thank you for that. Coming
just
up at the
off
top,
Baker Street.
Coming up
love
at the top
don't
of the hour.
Live here no more.
We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this. Sing it, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets. Front row, I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so people have been trolling this year's Emmy Awards presenter, Jimmy Kimmel, saying he used his, quote, white male privilege when he laid out on the stage during Quinta Brunson's Emmy acceptance speech. The Emmy was a historic win for Quinta for her writing on the new comedy series that we love, Abbott Elementary. Such
yes.
a funny show. Such a good show. Right before Quinta won, actor Will Arnett dragged Kimmel on stage as part of a comedy bit where Kimmel was to pretend that he had passed out from drinking too much alcohol after losing the Emmy for his late night show for the 13th time in a row. Instead of getting off the stage and allowing Quinta to have her moment, Kimmel just stayed on stage, just stretched out on the floor. Brunson tried to move him by shaking him and saying, "Jimmy, wake up, I won." But he just stayed on the floor with his eyes closed. Viewers dragged him on social media, accused him of stealing Quinta's spotlight. Quinta has addressed the incident and add a little humor. Take a listen.
"I know Jimmy Kimmel, and I don't know. I felt like the bit didn't bother me that much. I don't know what the internet thinks, but I don't know. I know him. Honestly, it was kind of, Jimmy gave me my first like big late night spot and was one of the first people to see Abbott and one of the first people, he Instagram messaged me that he saw this comedy and thought it was one of the greatest comedies of all time and he was so excited it was gonna be on ABC. So I think in that moment I was just really happy that it was Jimmy up there. I kind of consider him one of the comedy godfathers. I'm a huge fan of Will Arnett. So I was wrapped up in the moment. I don't know, tomorrow maybe I'll be mad at him. I'm gonna be on his show on Wednesday, so I might punch him in the face. I don't know, we'll see what happens."
I love her.
I mean, that was pretty cool because you know what? I know Jimmy Kimmel personally, man. He's not a mean-spirited guy when it comes to stuff like that.
I think also,
you know, when you do, when they started the bit, they don't know who the winner's gonna be.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's not like while she was talking, he walked out there and then laid on the stage.
Right, right.
So I don't think he was trying to intentionally upstage her moment. I don't see it as white privilege or nothing like that. I see it as a joke. Mm-hmm. And the joke, the timing of it got in the way of her. But like the girl said.
Quinta.
She don't give a damn. She happy, you know. I mean, but Jimmy does some cool stuff for her,
Yeah, really. And instead of being a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live again, Wednesday night, Quinta did a takeover of the show. She took the show over, and we're happy to report she didn't punch him in the face. But
well, even if she
did
that would have been funny, too. But
yeah,
I see, the whole thing about Jimmy doing white privilege, that's not what he did.
But people took it that way on social media.
But,
you know,
come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
We don't have to cancel everybody for everything.
Didn't know she was going to win.
It was just part of the...
She was up against several people. And that's a comedy bit. I'm going to lay out here if I don't win again for the 13th time like I drink too much. It didn't matter who won next.
Right.
So if it had been a white person who won, would he have been doing white privilege?
Yeah. And And her thing was, you know, she was happy that she won in the moment. She was in her moment.
And look, man,
she got into it. She did. She said,
"Wake up, Jimmy, I won."
So she included him in that.
Yeah, you know, and she said she was kind of happy he was up there because he gave her first break. He's a really cool guy. You can't do nothing in comedy no more. Everybody being offended. Man, y'all relax. Now the new rake is Jimmy Kimmel for standing on stage. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on, Steve. We know that the Queen hasn't even been laid to rest, and the palace staff is already complaining about King Charles's outrageous list of daily demands. Okay, according to a former butler to Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana, the king demands that his pajamas are pressed daily.
Hell yeah.
His shoelaces are pressed with a flat iron. With an iron.
Come on, King.
The bath plug has to be in a certain position, and the water temperature has to be just tepid in a bathtub filled only half full. The king also has his valet squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning. According to staffers, the king also sends a van of his possessions ahead of his arrival when he travels so he can have his own bed, his own furniture, and pictures in his room. And he reportedly takes his own toilet seat and Kleenex velvet toilet paper. Velvet toilet paper.
You better be king.
You better do it.
I'm wiping my butt with velvet toilet tissue. And if you keep on, you're going to be in here doing it. Now report something else that I do, and you going to get the job of wiping me. Boy, you understand. Charles been waiting to be king for a long ass time.
78 years.
Charles said, boy, look at here. When I'm king, y'all going to get the iron in these damn shoelaces. I want these pajamas pressed out right here. I want 1 inch of toothpaste on my damn toothbrush. Put 1.5 inches on there and see what happens. Put 3/4 inch on there and see what happens. I want 1 inch on that. And where is my velvet toilet tissue? Damn it. I've been king long enough for y'all to know this now.
You've been a king for 2 days.
I've been king 2 damn days. Bring another shoelace in here that ain't iron. And put them in the shoes where I can see you.
Your grace.
King Charles, boy.
Boy, he getting it in.
I want a new toilet seat every time I sit my ass on it.
Yeah. My furniture, my pictures, all of that.
Coming
up in 20 minutes after, we'll talk about early birds, people who get up early.
Did you say Earl?
Right after this.
Ain't nobody saying
early birds. People who get up early. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
People who get up early like us are happier and mentally stronger than those who stay up late and sleep in. That's according to a University of Pittsburgh study. Now, this is especially true of older adults. The research found that people who get up early are able to stay active during the day, they're happier, and they get more done daily. So, to you, Steve, I ask the question, why is it important for you to wake up early? We know you have to be at work, but do you feel bad when you oversleep? Do you feel a certain way if you get up early?
I'm at an age where I don't want to miss nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And sunrise is such a special part of the day. It's like even when I'm doing the radio show now and we have to Zoom, because COVID changed everything, right?
That's right.
So we still not together. We still Zoom and doing our radio show.
Yep.
I got all the shades in my studio up waiting
for
the
sun.
The sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite part of the
day. That was a moment.
Come on, Holland.
When I feel cold, you want me.
Yes.
But when I feel I can't go on, you come in. Oh,
you better
everything
sing it.
In my life got a song connected to it.
Uh-huh.
I wake up early to start singing. Early risers are smart people. They're go-getters. Mm-hmm. And you can turn yourself into that. I think the tragic mistake we have is when people say, I'm not a morning person. That like really bothers me when I hear people say that. And so many people put that claim on their life. I'm just not a morning person. That's sad because the goal is to see morning every day.
Hello.
And when it gets here, for you not to want it is counter to everything you could be. It could be one of the reasons your life is not in a position that you want it to be. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know any truly successful people who are not morning people.
Really?
Because I don't know how you start your day with that as the mindset, I'm not a morning day. You immediately erase the chance to show gratitude for waking up because you mad because it's morning.
So they get up and get it. Successful people are up early getting it, making moves.
And they show a form of gratitude. When you're not a morning person, you throw away the moment of gratitude for morning coming. If you work graveyard shift, 12 midnight to 8 in the morning, obviously, this don't apply to you.
Right, or if you're a musician.
Because you're still working.
Yeah.
I mean, of course this don't apply to you, but the average person don't work graveyard shift.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, a nursing home thought that hiring a stripper would be great entertainment for its residents. We'll find out what happened after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A nursing home for retired Army veterans in Taiwan was forced to apologize for hiring a stripper to perform for its elderly male residents. The stripper was hired as entertainment for the center's Mid-Autumn Festival, which is a big celebration in the Chinese culture. A resident posted a video of the stripper's performance on his Facebook page, and it went viral. Stripper had on a mask and some lacy lingerie and was giving an elderly man a lap dance in a wheelchair while thrusting her breasts in his face. The man was groping the woman as she danced on him, and other elderly residents were clapping along to the music enthusiastically. The senior center received a lot of backlash and ultimately issued a statement. Quote, the intention of the event was to entertain residents and make them happy. We are very sorry for the event, for the offense this has caused.
On Facebook. Because all the male residents was in there the time of their life. Got this bad chick with these windowpane panties on, sitting up in there giving me a lap dance. Girl, come on. Got your breasts in my face. Girl, I didn't think I'd ever see this day again.
Let them live.
Them veterans was in there, tears running down their face. What are you bringing back memories, man, when they were serving duty? They was out on the weekends, man. Man, y'all quit tripping. Y'all always messing with somebody. Being in there having the time of their life, man. One more time. Man, they sending messages down to the director. Can I get the lap dance next time?
What about the other residents that were clapping enthusiastically?
Hell yeah.
To the music?
How long is she going to be here? Is we all getting lap danced? If she could step, just climb between me and this walker. And just let me scoot your ass around on this floor like we dance.
What's the harm in that? Let them live, man.
One dude put it on Facebook. Look what senior night activity is this Friday.
Mid-Autumn Festival is lit this year, right?
Do you know how many men done now put in an application to stay in at that senior citizen home?
Yes.
Usually they don't want to go, but now.
They got a waiting list, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, they said you getting all types of, anybody died yet?
You're right.
I heard there's an opening coming in soon. Don't forget about me.
Move me up the list. They bribing people.
No, Dad, you guys can stay here in the house with us.
We don't want to stay here. Look at this. Bring all this jello in here. Where's strippers at? Somebody can sit here.
Wow.
We don't have to march for everything.
It was just, they were just having fun. You know, like the nursing home said, the intent of the event was to entertain the residents and make them
and
happy.
It did. We do what we want to do down here. Now, fellas, we can do this every Saturday if you don't post it. All right. Come on.
Okay.
But can we keep the video for ourselves? Yes, sir.
What was the stripper working with, Steve? What she look like?
Oh, I don't know. Well, first of all, she had a mask on.
Because
they ain't got a low budget now. Oh, she wasn't fine. But that didn't matter. Half of them can't see good no how. they had got her from the other strip club, the one that had closed down.
She was given what was supposed to be gave, as they say.
She probably got fired from several strip clubs before. That's who they found, but she worked out just fine in there.
Wait, excuse me. Yeah. She got fired? What'd you
probably got fired. You know, you can get fired from a strip club. You know, you ain't get no tips. Don't nobody call for you out the back. You go on break. Don't nobody say where she going. You know, you just on break. Let us know. You don't come out with the rest of the girls, don't nobody ask for you. You know, management see that type of thing.
All right.
You on stage, you've been up there dancing for 15 minutes, and $3 on the floor.
Coming up next, it is a prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I went back to the streets too soon. Okay? I went back to the streets too soon. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, it is Steve Harvey, the one and only, with today's prank phone call from the nephew. What you got, Steve?
Condom recall. Run it, cat.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach I believe it's Mark Davidson.
Oh, yes, he's not here right now. You don't want to leave a message?
Well, this is Barry. I work here. I'm the manager here at Walmart. Is he gonna be home anytime soon where he can maybe give me a call? I can chat with him?
I'm not sure. I mean, he can be back within like an hour or so. What's going on?
Well, we got a transaction here that he made on Friday of last week. And basically what's going on is we've had a bad batch of condoms, and there's actually a condom recall. This was a credit card transaction, so we're trying our best to reach out and get as many people as we can and let them know that those condoms are defective.
So
there's a recall on the Magnum condoms that we've had here at Walmart. And what we're trying to do is call everybody that has purchased them within the last week. And, you know, he purchased some on Friday, so what we want to do is reach out to him and let him know to bring those back.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you're saying that Marcus purchased these condoms on Friday?
The date I have here on this transaction, ma'am, says Friday of last week. Yes, ma'am.
We don't even use them. But for the fact that you just called me talking about that my husband used condoms last Friday, when we don't even use them at all, I'm so upset right now. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to call him right now if you wait. Well, we have to get this through this. I'm so upset.
Hang on a second. Would you rather give me his cell and I give him a call and let him know what's going on? Could you just give me his number?
Oh, no. I'm calling him myself right now. Hold on.
Babe, what's up? I'm about to get in the chair. What's up? I'm at the barbershop. What's up?
I'm getting in the chair right now. I think you need to get up and go outside because what I'm about to say, you don't want to talk about this in front of all your people over there.
Wait, what? Okay, give me a second, bro. 1 second, 5 minutes. What? What's going on? What's up,
I'm just flexing in front of your folks. First of all, so why do I get a phone call from, like, the manager talking about you bought some condoms and they were defective last Friday? Really?
Wait, what?
Is this like some type of joke
now? Baby, what are you talking about? What am I talking about?
You tell me what I'm talking about. You tell me what he's talking about.
You sound crazy. I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy. This is real.
What?
Cut the out and tell me what's going on right now.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello? Who is this on my line? You calling me on the phone? Who is this?
Okay, how you doing? You're Marcus, correct?
Who is this?
I'm Barry. I'm the general manager at and we were calling.
Barry. Wait. Barry, how you get my number? Why my wife calling me talking crazy about a condom of Trump, Barry? What's happening? Get to the point, bro.
Y'all, no, I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
What's your name? Barry?
Okay, my name is Barry. I'm the general manager here at Walmart. And okay, basically, we have a condom recall, and we have your credit card that you made a transaction this past Friday.
Wait. Barry. What the f*** are you talking about?
Now you're going to try to act like you don't know what he's talking about? Really? You
Tyra,
know exactly what he's talking about.
Tyra, could you be quiet?
I'm trying to get, because
this is crazy. I'm trying to get a haircut. I've got this.
Okay, so, sir, what it is we have a transaction with your credit card that condoms were purchased, and what's happened is those condoms are defective, so we're doing a recall on all of them. So we're trying to get those condoms back. We don't want
Barry.
Yes.
First of all, you made a mistake. You couldn't possibly have my credit card, sir. You really...
Okay, well,
sir, hold on. Barry, this is my family, Barry. I don't play about my family, Barry. Okay. What are you talking about, Barry?
I've stated it, sir. This is how we got the number to your home where your wife is, and we were trying to actually just... We weren't trying to create any problems. We just wanted to let you know that the condoms were defective.
That's right. Sir, I don't know. Marcus, the fact.
Baby, first of all, baby, you're doing a lot on the phone in front of Barry. I don't even know where it's coming
I'm
from.
I'm doing a lot now, right? No.
You're doing a lot. You're doing
around?
A lot.
How
listen,
you
baby,
right now?
We discussed it. We passed this part in our relationship. I told you that I was done with that part of my life. I told you that. Barry.
So disrespectful.
I apologize. All right, listen.
Were you in Walgreens on Friday of last week, sir?
I was not.
Well, these were purchased Friday around 6 o'clock Friday evening of last week.
Barry.
Guess what? He wasn't home. I'll tell you that much. It's very fascinating. Said he was at work doing overtime.
Sweetheart.
Right.
Let's stop.
I see the picture now.
What picture? Barry. See, you got my wife talking crazy.
I mean, this was a pack of 12. You remember buying a 12-pack of Magnum?
I don't.
I still can't trust you.
We passed it, man. That's a lie. Why are you on here believing this?
Oh,
you
wow.
Know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have spoken to God about this. This is some bull.
Yo, I can't.
Barry, I can't believe you're doing this. Hold on. Barry.
I'm here.
I didn't do this. Barry, you got to be out of your god mind calling me with this. You got to be out your mind.
You're the person that bought the damn condom. Not me. You're the person that's been accidentally cheating on your wife.
Wow.
Hey, dude, I didn't do this. Tommy the one did it. It wasn't me.
What? Barry, I don't know no Tommy.
Tommy told me to call you because you the one bought the condom. Tommy said you bought.
Who is Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Both of y'all just got pranked.
Oh my God. I can't believe that.
You gotta be kidding. Nephew Tommy?
Okay, sorry. Your sister Trish is who got me to prank y'all.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're going to be leaving her out at the holidays, huh? She ain't coming to the house, man. You ain't cursing me out on this phone. You know I love you. You know how I feel about you, man.
All right, man. Buddy love. Both of y'all got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land, baby? It's 2020. Give it to me. What is it?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, that's it. Condom recall. Hey, listen, watch me this Friday on Ready for Love.
Ready to love.
To fall with
what? Two. Say it right.
Preparations here.
Fall, won't, wish, ready, wish, love. You can call it what you want to call it. It's on. Ain't
ready
one
to
show.
Love.
He's been on there 7 years. Give him that. Just go and bring him on. That's it. Got some dates. Tommy got some dates coming up. Go to nephewtommy.com, find them. Junior got some dates coming up. Go to junior.com, find them dates.
Not junior.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just making this stuff
you
up.
Know, if you ain't here to promote yourself, what you want me to do?
You're raggedy promotions.
Yeah, well, you think he'd be on the radio doing that his damn self. That we, you know, he the one with it.
What, Steve?
We gotta go.
You know, he the one got it, and he ain't on here talking about it, but we supposed to talk about it. I don't have it. Hell.
Oh, God.
I'm sick of supporting people. All these damn calls. Kids hope. Well, we hope he come to work Monday.
Coming up next, strawberry letter subject. I went back to the streets too soon. We'll get into it right after this. Crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Strawberry letter.
Oh, that's
Thank
the
you,
intro.
Steve.
Yep.
There you go, Shirley. You.
I cannot with him. Subject, I went back to the streets too soon. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 31-year-old single female, and I just broke up with my boyfriend after 2 years of dating. I gave him all I could in our 2 years of dating, and he didn't show up for me in a way that proved to me that he wanted to get married. He kept on going to the club and hanging out in the strip club. I couldn't get him to spend time with me on the weekends, and I was done with fighting for his attention. A week after we broke up, I had a party in a private room at a hookah lounge. He popped up and had a problem with me being out so soon. There was a life-size picture of me in a corner with the words "Back to the Streets" on it. This is what he was most offended by. He told me that he had hopes of us getting back together, but this showed him that I was really done with him. I was tipsy and happy that he happened to come to the club that night and saw me celebrating being free from a dead-end relationship. A few days after that, his mother called me and said that her son, my ex-boyfriend, felt some kind of way about me celebrating our breakup. I was respectful to his mother, but I felt justified in my actions. Now, a few months later, I do feel bad about claiming the streets, since nothing is in the streets and men really don't want to commit to women nowadays. I called to apologize for embarrassing him, and he wasn't trying to hear it. I told him that I was willing to be patient with him, and he said he's no longer interested. My mom said he's using my Back to the Streets party as a way out because he wasn't ever planning to make me a priority, and he was going to string me along for a long time. Is my mom right? Should I stop asking him to come back? What? Yes, you should stop asking him to come back. He told you he was no longer interested. You felt justified in your actions. You wanted to leave this dead-end relationship. What has happened? Yes, listen to your mom. Leave that man alone. You were out. You were free and clear. You were happy. Now you're feeling guilty and feeling sorry for him. Believe me, that's all it is. His ego wants you back just to say, or at that time anyway, just to say he could get you back. If you go back, he'll only do the same thing to you. But remember, he said he's not interested. He hasn't changed. You're on your own, and your own mom said that he was never planning to make you a priority. Believe her. He showed you in his actions. All he wants is revenge right now. You have to remember why you left him in the first place. Remember what you said in the letter? He spent all of his time at the strip club. He had no time for you, especially on the weekends. He did this for 2 whole years. So please wake up. Don't fall back into that old pattern you were in with him. You were constantly fighting for his attention. Just go on with your life. Forget him. He is no longer worth your time. You're still worried about him and what he's doing. You won't have time to meet someone new. Okay, so let him go. Bye. Steve.
Wow. Easy letter to do. Shirley's 100% correct. Easy letter to do.
Yep.
I went back to the streets too soon. My response to that title is, no, you didn't. It's real easy. It's just amazing. I love the way men switch it, flip it. Mm-hmm. I love it. But it's even more amazing how when a woman allows it. Because of your kind heart and always trying to fix men and heal everybody but you, you wind up being the most injured all the time. If women focused on fixing themselves like they focus on fixing others, there would be less damaged women in the world. Man, don't let a man tell you twice he don't want you. What is wrong with this? Now, you 31-year-old single female. You broke up with your boyfriend after 2 years of dating. So for 2 years, what did he do? You gave him all you could for 2 years of dating. He didn't show up for me in a way to prove that he wanted to even get married. Kept going to the club. Kept hanging out at the strip club. Couldn't get him to spend time with you on the weekends. And I was done with fighting for his attention. It took you 2 years to come to this. But you did it, and congratulations. A week after we broke up, 1 week, you had a party in a private room at a hookah lounge. He popped up and had a problem with me being out so soon. How could you get over me so quickly? Well, I've had 2 years to get over you. You ain't been coming here on the weekends. Now I'm throwing a private party in a private room at the Hookah Lounge on weekend night. Now you on a weekend. You available now. You know, there was a life-size picture of me in a corner with the words "Back to the Streets" on it. Okay. Cool. Great. Affirmation. Positivity. Funny. Back to the streets. That is what he was most offended by. You know why he was most offended by? Because he from the street. He in the street. He know what's in the street because he out there in them. He told me he had hopes of us getting back together, but this showed me that I was really done with him. Yeah, yeah. And we wasn't really together, though.
Right.
We gonna get back together so you can ignore me for 2 more years?
All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I went back to the streets too soon. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I went back to the streets too soon.
Well, you didn't. 31-year-old, you dated a boy for 2 years. You gave him everything you could for 2 years. He stayed in the streets, kept going to clubs, kept going to strip clubs, never wanted to spend time with you on the weekends. You couldn't get him to spend time with you, and you was done with fighting for his attention. Then a week after y'all broke up, you threw a party at a private room at a Hookah Lounge, had a big picture of yourself up in the corner saying, back to the street. He popped up, which he ain't been popping up on weekends, but his ass come. He pop up at the party.
All right.
And then he said he couldn't believe, he had hopes that you all was going to get back together. But this showed him that I was really done with him. He didn't say I was wanting to be committed to you, that I wanted to treat you right finally. All he said was, I want to get back together with you. And all that means is I'm going to continue to treat you the way I've been treating you. And I just want now you to be able to accept it more. I was tipsy. And happy that he happened to come to the club that night and saw me celebrating free from a dead-end relationship. And the reason you was happy and admitting it is because you was tipsy. You probably need to get tipsy a little more often then. Because if that makes you see what it is better, then go ahead.
Okay.
A few days after that, his mama called me and said that her son, my ex-boyfriend, felt some kind of way about me celebrating our breakup. I was respectful to his mother, but I felt justified in my action.
Right.
And you were. But his mama called and said her son felt some kind of... So?
Right.
So now everybody around him got to coddle him. You got to coddle him. His damn mammy got to call you talking about he feeling some kind of way. I give a damn about your mammy calling me.
Would you stop saying that
your
word?
Your ragged ass son. Why don't you ask him why we broke up? Calling me, talking about he feeling some kind of way about celebrating our breakup. Hell, we couldn't celebrate the relationship. Might as well celebrate the breakup.
Great point.
Now,
great
a few points. Months later, I do feel bad about claiming the streets since nothing is in the streets and men really don't want to commit to women nowadays. You had one. Who was in the streets, who didn't want to commit to you nowadays or none of the entire 2 years. Yep. I called to apologize for embarrassing him, and he wasn't trying to hear it. Man, this dude is a manipulator at the highest level right here.
Yeah.
He is a manipulator. So now he gonna make you crawl. How you swim? You ain't got to apologize for a damn thing. Embarrassing him. First of all, you didn't invite him to the party.
Right.
He popped up. And saw you back in the street sign. So,
ego. Yeah.
My mother said he's using my back to the street party as a way out because he wasn't ever planning to make me a priority and he was going to string me along for a long time. Is my mom right? Your mother is 1,000%.
Yes.
Oh, but I got news for you. Should I stop asking him to come back? No, you need to stop being stupid. Ask him to come back to do what? You didn't like the 2 years you had with him. You want a relationship with a man to stay in the clubs and go to strip clubs and don't spend time with you on the weekend. You want that for what? Do I stop being stupid? Mm-hmm. He wants you back to continue to going along with what you've been going along with, and this time he gonna do even more. Mm-mm. You be a fool to go back to this manipulator. Yeah. Now, here's my best point for you. His mama called and told you her son was hurt and felt some kind of way about you celebrating y'all's breakup. Your mama called and said he's using your back to the street party as a way out, and he wasn't ever planning to make you a priority, and he was going to string you along for a long time. Now, you had two different calls from two different mamas. Mm-hmm. One of the mothers only has her son's interest at heart.
Yep.
And one of the mothers has her daughter's interest at heart. Which one sound better to you?
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Listen.
See,
to
which
your
one
mother.
Sound better to you?
Listen to your mother.
Two mothers called you.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these mothers called you on your behalf?
Yeah.
You know what? Right. If this boy's mama was real right, you know what she'd have said? You know what? I know Deontay ain't been doing you right.
Not Deontay.
And I know Deontay has made some mistakes. But I think he might have come to his senses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you a beautiful girl, and I love being around you. Just talk with him and see maybe if he didn't grow up behind this. Because Deontay just sitting around moping, he ain't been the same. That's what the phone call that could have made sense to you.
Right.
But this other phone call she made, quit taking this heifer's call.
But he himself told
call
her he was no
Deontay
longer interested.
And say, tell your mammy to don't call me no damn more.
Okay. Love it.
Or better yet, give right, your Steve, mama Deontay mama number.
Mm-hmm. Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at SteveHarveyFM.com and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, pregnant Abby De La Rosa defends her polyamorous relationship with Nick Cannon. Oh, really? We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so Abby De La Rosa, in case you don't know her, she's one of Nick Cannon's many baby mamas. Well, she describes her relationship with Nick Cannon as polyamorous. De La Rosa shares twins, Zion and Zillion, with Nick Cannon.
What does that mean?
You know, you have more than one love. You're in more than one love relationship.
Okay.
Sharing is caring.
Poly, yeah. Poly meaning more than one. They share twins together, and she's pregnant with their third child now. On a recent episode of Lovers and Friends podcast, De La Rosa said that being polyamorous doesn't mean that you have low self-esteem or self-worth. And despite Nick Cannon being her, quote, primary partner, she sees monogamy for herself down the line. She added, I love where I'm at this very moment. It's just not my forever. Last week, Nick Cannon bought 41-year-old De La Rosa and their twins home. He brought them a home in L.A. So,
well.
She's saying, a lot of people think when you're in these kind of, you know, these poly relationships like this, that you're in it because you have low self-esteem or you don't value yourself, no self-worth, all of that. But she's saying that's not it.
And she's cool with the situation.
Yeah,
she's
saying at this very moment, she said she's cool with it for now. It's just not her forever. But if it's so
41.
Cool, why isn't it your forever?
Well, you're 41.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 41. She just got a new home from Nick Cannon.
You ain't never been nobody else's forever. I don't know what you're waiting on.
What are you saying?
The clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? Because she's saying this is not her forever. But
well, let me explain something.
You're 41 and you keep having...
Well, your actions defy your words.
Yeah.
See, if this is not your forever, do you understand that you have to do things... that bring about your forever. And if what you're doing right now is forever the same, producing the forever same results, then what you think your forever fitting to look like?
Yeah.
Because if you're doing nothing to be monogamous, but now all of a sudden you want, so what day is it that you get to pick where your life changes to be just the way you want it to do?
Yeah.
When you've done no prior practice of the lifestyle you want. You just don't pick up and say, you know what? I'm no longer.
I think I'm gonna be monogamous today.
Well, now you got to find somebody to want to put up with that, because everybody else right now is proof that you want to be polyamorous, whatever that is.
Polyamorous.
So you know you poly for 41 years. Now you want to be money.
What? Poly? Well,
you need to make up your name. You
I like
need,
it.
You want poly?
I like
or
it.
Or you gonna be money?
All right, we'll talk about living with a neat freak and what couples argue about the most when we come back at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So being married or sharing a home with someone can be really hard. We know that, especially if you or your partner is a neat freak. So it comes as no surprise that the biggest arguments among couples who live together center around housework. For instance, not putting the dishes away, leaving the lights on, leaving the toilet seat up. These are the three biggest complaints. Even worse, one in four people say their partner starts the housework, but then walks away without ever finishing it. What is going on here? So I'm going to ask you first, Carla, because I think we know Steve's answer, but who's a neat freak in your house? You or Tosh?
Both of us, really.
Neat freaks.
We both pick up.
So, thank you. So, Steve, do you clean up after yourself?
I wish the hell I would.
I knew it.
What's all these people in here for? So, let me ask y'all something. People I got like to you. Buy all the damn groceries to eat. I pay you. And then I got to clean up what I ate.
Right.
But I done went to work to buy all the damn groceries.
So
to create the dirty dish. Then I pay you to do the dishes. Then I'm going to clean up dishes.
So
I wish the hell I would.
So wait.
Wash
you
a damn dish.
You don't yourself at
right.
all. So
look,
that's
what try.
Okay, scenario.
That's
I
what
try
I'm saying.
Not to.
When you
Shirley,
eat.
Wait.
But when you eat. Go ahead.
You,
I just
you
wanted
do yours
to ask
first. I'm going to do mine. You do the kitchen.
Yeah, when you eat, when you eat your dinner and all that, you don't take your plate and put it in the sink or you
when
just
I eat
get
my
up.
Dinner, I get up from the table and go do something else.
There's a sink right there. Just put your plate
in
the
sink.
It
is. It is right there. And there's a person somewhere around here, too. Next question.
Okay. You pick up behind yourself in the bathroom and all that and put your stuff in the dirty clothes.
Take my clothes off.
Yes, sir.
Lay them in the floor. I get in the shower. I shower.
Yeah.
I take my used washcloth. Lay it in the floor. I get out. I get my towel. I dry off. I lay my towel in the floor. I walk my naked ass across my bedroom over to my closet and put something warm on.
Yeah.
When I go to bed at night, I take it off, lay it by the bed. I climb in the bed because I sleep naked.
Okay.
I wake up in the morning, go into my bathroom and brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I can still see that stuff in the floor from last night. I still see them clothes by the bed this morning.
Yeah.
I walk right into my closet.
Yes.
I put some new stuff on, and I come to the studio.
Okay, so you
when
brush
I the get off, I bet not to see none of that stuff.
Oh, okay. So you brush your teeth, you put the toothpaste up, and all of that, right? You put your you put it back.
I put
in
the
its
cap
container.
Back on the toothpaste because I don't like that little crust to build up.
Yeah,
on my
okay, well,
that's
okay, well,
where you
that's
draw
something.
The line.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it. As far as putting the toothbrush back and all that, that ain't no more.
You just lay your toothbrush out on the counter.
No, my toothbrush stands up because it's electric.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
So do you have velvet toilet paper? Like, we did a story earlier
about... No, I have Toto toilets.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
And what do they do?
Toto toilets are the warm seat.
Okay, I've heard of those,
The washers.
Uh-huh.
And the dryers.
Oh. Wow. Oh. So what, Carla?
Oh, I just had a question, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, we ran out of time. I thought you said my favorite thing. Your booty. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve
Harvey
Morning
Show. They blow dry your
booty.
Yeah, in case you wondered.
That's what you said.
Y'all can look it up. It exists, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, you know, we've all been on a flight with a baby that cries the entire time. We've all been there. So what if you could pay extra to take an adults-only flight? Would you pay the upcharge? A travel blogger brought up the idea in a recent TikTok after a child cried for an entire 3-hour flight. Some of the parents on TikTok said they prefer not to travel with their own children. So, Steve, would you prefer to fly without children, mainly small babies that cry on a flight? I mean, you don't have that issue, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. In all the years I've flown, I've had a couple of incidents with kids, but like if your baby back there crying, I know how to shut his ass out. I don't even hear him. I ain't put my headphones on. I look out the window and block his ass out.
You
got to understand. I'm on my third marriage. I know how not to listen.
And if you have children, yeah.
I've had a grown-ass woman in my face talking to me, and I ain't hear a damn thing she said.
Just ignore.
I'm talking about talking to me just as crazy. I don't give a damn. I be looking dead at her ass.
Oh, she thinks you're something. Listening.
Oh,
yeah.
Then blocked her out.
But you know what, too, though? As a parent, when you're on those flights, it doesn't bother me because it ain't my kid crying, so I ain't got to deal with it.
Right, it's not your kid.
But you know what? I feel sorry for the child because a lot of times it's that cabin pressure.
It's the ear popping and all that. Right, Steve.
And they're crying for 3 hours because they are in a world of misery.
That's right. That's right.
And
you feel sorry for the baby.
Nothing you can do.
All right, coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, Steve Harvey, go yachting for a year all by yourself, or would you rather all of your kids move back in your house?
B.
Are you ready for all your kids to move back in?
Go yachting all by yourself? You talking about on a boat alone? Driving it and everything. Man, hell no. Don't bring them kids on back and get the hell out of this office.
All right. Would you rather have smelly feet, stinky feet, or a continuous runny nose?
Oh, I can put some shoes on. I'm putting some shoes on. I done had that before any day.
What, stinky feet?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I done pulled my shoes off before, and I've had to leave the room.
Your own self feet.
And the feet was, they came with me.
Would you rather jet ski in the ocean or parasail parasail over the ocean?
No, A.
So you rather jet ski in the ocean?
Because if that cord break
on the parasail.
And I've seen it.
Oh, wow.
I've seen the cord come loose.
I don't know if it come off and their ass was just up in there. And they slowly came on down. Fell in that damn water. Their pair of shoes on top. No, hell no. But they could swim. They had them life vests on. Oh, no, hell no. I ain't never doing that.
Can you swim, Steve?
So
just that I have what you call get back.
Get back.
Steve.
Yeah,
get back. I can swim good enough to get back up on whatever I fell off of, because I damn sure ain't died. I damn sure ain't died. I can swim just enough to get back on whatever the hell. Now, if I'm out in the middle of the ocean, I'm in trouble, man.
Yeah. Survival skills. Yeah,
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather go back to age 45 for a week, or would you rather go back to age 25 for a week?
45. Woo! In a
what was happening at 45?
Sin and debauchery.
full 20 blown. Years ago. You're 65.
Yes, Lord. That was.
That's around the time
man,
I first met
Man, let me
you.
Tell you something. From 43 to 48, woo! That 5-year run right there, epic.
Not epic.
So you'd rather go back to 45. Why not 25?
Hell no. Ain't hell nothing.
No money, nothing.
Hell no. Brandon Carly was born. I had nothing. No, Lord. Jesus. No, we not doing that.
Man. All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. This is our last break of the week on this Friday. It's been a great week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has.
We're holding it down.
Hey, guys, I got some closing remarks today.
Okay. All right, let's have it.
And it's kind of like a little bit of reflection. But in the reflection, there's been a lot of teaching moments I've had. We were kind of talking about it on the radio on a commercial break. And I was telling the ladies that in 2005, when I was 48 years old, it was one of the most pivotal years of my life. Because I had lost and gained everything in the same year. I had lost everything in 2005. 2005 started with the announcement that the radio show that Shirley and I ran and the top morning show in the country, 100.3 The Beat, didn't want me to do radio anymore. And so they had told me that they were going to get rid of me. I said, if you do, I'm going to expose you publicly for all you've done, calling yourself Black Radio, being ran by certain people, and I was going to expose you. So I said, no, you're not going to put me off. I'm a walk off. And so they said, well, when will that be? I said, in May. So for 6 months, 5 months, from January to May, I knew it was the end of my radio career. But a woman that worked for Radio One told me, I will make sure that you never work in radio again. She told me point blank, I am going to ruin you. And I was just looking at her like, really? That's amazing. But what she didn't know was I had heard that from a woman before, so that wasn't new to me. So when May 23rd came, I had planned my exit from the radio, and we were calling it Black Friday. Everybody in the city of Los Angeles wore black that day. When I walked into work, what I was surprised was that everybody on the floor, all the salespeople and everybody, wore black. That people were double parked outside. And over 3,000 people had came and gathered around the radio studio that morning. And the ticket police came up and said, since it's Black Friday, to honor Steve and Shirley Strawberry, we're not going to give away any tickets today. That prop people had came and set up caskets with radios in them, talking about 100.3 The Beat is dead. Now, little did I know, but on May 5th, I also got the phone call that Steve Harvey's Big Time was being canceled on the WB. So what I had planned for the 23rd, I didn't know that on the 5th, I would lose my TV show and my radio show all at the same time. And in November, I was getting a divorce. I had lost everything. Something had happened and somebody had stolen all my money. I had no money, no TV show, no radio show, and No Marriage, all in 2005. But in that same moment of failure and demise and everything going right, I gained everything that year. I gained three things. I gained my freedom. I gained a syndicated radio show, which is now the number one radio show in the world in Morning Drive Adult Contemporary. And I gained a wife named Marjorie. We didn't get married in 2005, but I met her again in 2005. So in the middle of losing everything, because I never wavered in my belief that God is able, in the middle of losing everything, I gained it all. My lesson for you that I'm sharing with you, in the middle of losing everything, in the middle of it all going wrong, just hold on and keep the faith, because you don't know what God has in mind. But if your focus is purely on the loss, sometimes you overlook the gain. Now, when I had planned to exit radio on May 23rd, Black Friday, little did I know I was going to lose my TV show on May 5th. I already knew that divorce was in process, but it was going to come in November. And that in that divorce at the end of 2005, I had $1,700. I had made millions. But I didn't know what God was planning. I didn't know what God had in store for me. I just believed that he wouldn't leave me like this. I even said it to him. God, I can't believe all this is happening. Man, I told you I was leaving radio on the 23rd, but how you let them take my show? Now I'm getting this divorce and I'm losing everything? Man, God, what's up? He said, sit still. I'm going to show you what's up. So the deal got cut for the syndicated show with iHeart and New York WBLS. And I have four stations, four cities. They told me if you have 25 cities in 3 years, you'll be considered a success. We had 60-some cities in 3 years. We got over 100 markets now. I've got the chick of my dreams. Do you know after 2005 what happened to me? You know TV shows I've been on since then, after they took that one show off the WB. Matter of fact, the WB don't even exist no more. And 100.3 The Beat ain't ever been the same since then. And that lady that they hired, it's gone. And the lady that told me she would ruin me, she gone. You don't even know her name no more. All in the middle of failure. And I ain't telling you to brag. I'm bragging on him. I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on faith. I'm bragging on when it look like it's dark. You have no idea. God will cut a switch and there'll be so much light in your life, you'll be blinded. Stay in there when it's going wrong. Hang in there when it's going wrong. Because that God you serve, he can make it right. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all be good today. Talk to God today. Love to hear from you. Have a great weekend. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.